KUVO Jazz, good morning. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and joining us in the studio today is Dr. Latasha Bruner-Hill. She is a certified family practitioner with more than 20 years of experience in the medical field. She provides patients with high-quality, holistic, and evidence-based care. She takes ample time to sit down with each patient and listen to their concerns in full detail, ensuring she provides them with treatments that suits their entire being rather than just masking or reducing their symptoms. Good morning, Latasha. Thank you for joining us on Community Connection.
Good morning, Tree. It's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. So let's get, how did you get involved in breast cancer awareness?
Well, as a provider, we always go over the patient's history, finding out if they have any family members that had breast cancer and looking at their risk factors. But as a child, both of my grandmothers was diagnosed with breast cancer. So seeing what they went through inspired me to make sure that I educate others on breast cancer awareness.
That is wonderful to hear that you took that opportunity to step up and help others, because everybody doesn't. Now, when was the first Kumin race for the cure?
Well, the first race actually was in Dallas, Texas, back in 1983. There were only about 800 participants then. But since that time, as you know, and probably most of your listeners know, it has grown globally to where it is the most, I say, fundraiser that raises the most funds for breast cancer awareness.
Wow, that's awesome. Yes. Now, how often should you have a mammogram?
Well, mammogram screening should begin at the age of 40. Pending risk factors, it may begin earlier, or other forms may be done depending on your risk factors. And you should get it done yearly up until the age about 55. Depending on risk factors, once again, you can skip and do every other year at the age of 55.
Okay. And you hate to tell people to skip because then they'll skip that one, then it'll turn into two or three. But you really want to get that checked at least once a year.
Once a year. But like they recommend age 55, you can go every other year, depending on risk factors.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Now, what are some of the warning signs to watch out for breast cancer awareness?
Well, some of the warning signs, one of the most noticeable one is feeling like a lump or a nodule in your breast tissue or underneath your armpit as well. Other warning signs that you may be aware of, as we will show, can include redness around the breast or nipple area. It can be where the skin around the breast becomes thickened or hardened. And then also if the nipple starts to retract or dimpling in the area also of the nipple or the breast. And sometimes you have flaking of the area of the skin on the breast as well.
Wow. That's a lot. And that gives us some ideas of things to look for and hopefully don't find them. But it's good to know what to look for. Now, let's talk about male breast cancer, which is rare, I understand, and is generally overlooked. So when did men begin to establish male breast cancer awareness as well?
Well, actually, I think most people probably are aware of or heard of Richard Roundtree, who played Shaft.
Yes.
He was diagnosed with breast cancer back in 1993, and he began to do interviews such as this, public station awareness campaigns and stuff like that of that sort to tell people about male breast cancer. But in 1996, actually, a ribbon, sort of like the ribbon I am wearing, with a blue latch on it instead of pink on both sides, was designed by a person whose father had breast cancer. And also, people may have heard of Matthew Knowles, Beyonce Knowles' father,
right,
who was diagnosed with breast cancer as well in 2019, who also went out to educate the public on breast cancer awareness in men. I will say I was happy to find out that President Biden back in 2021 declared October 17th through October 23rd Men's Breast Cancer Awareness Week. So there is a week now designated to increase that awareness.
That is wonderful. We got to have awareness in
yes.
so many parts of today's life, right? Now, there are many observances to bring awareness to the communities. Mm-hmm. So you tell us what we should be looking out for. Well, you just mentioned one for the male breast cancer mm-hmm. awareness. What else is there for us?
Well, Denver actually just had their walk last weekend. My mom actually participated in that walk. And then Susan G. Komen Foundation also has a virtual walk for those who cannot get out and walk. That's on October 26th. There's a link on her webpage, and you can also donate from that link as well.
Wow.
Yes.
And there is a website, I'm sure. What is it? Do you know the website for breast cancer awareness?
I don't know the Susan G. Komen website, but if you just type in Google search Susan G. Komen, that website will come up. Another event that's going on in Colorado Springs locally is Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated Xi Kappa Zeta chapter will be hosting their first annual Unmasking Breast Cancer Gala on October 26th as well. And so if you go to their website, you will be able to purchase tickets if you want to support that event. And 5% of the proceeds will go to the American Cancer Society.
Wonderful. And that's Susan B. Komen, and that's K-O-M-A-N, correct?
E.
K-O-M-A-N-E.
Yes,
E. Okay, yes. So that helps them kind of look for
yes.
when you go search on your Google or whatever you
right.
search with. Okay, some very good information. Is there anything you'd like to add that we've talked about or something that you want to add that we didn't talk about this morning?
Well, I would just say talk to your primary care provider if you're experiencing any of the symptoms as discussed, and just have that open conversation with them. And then also find out your family history. History is important, and that determines how often we do screenings and what screenings we actually do.
Wonderful. That is great. Latasha, thank you. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule and time away from your patients to share this valuable information on breast cancer awareness. We are a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.
Thank you so much. I enjoy being here.